So far this year, aid agencies and their partners have not reached a single besieged area inside Syria by land. There are 13 of these besieged and hard-to-reach areas in all, where well over 600,000 people are increasingly vulnerable after 6 years of war. UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland described the lack of aid deliveries as an enormous disappointment before announcing that a deal had been reached with the Syrian government in which requests to deliver food and medical supplies finally are met rather than being blocked at the last moment. In recent days, men with guns had jumped onto more than 2 in 3 convoys to unload diarrhea kits for children and maternity kits for pregnant women, Mr. Egeland said.
This must change and can change. We have had intensive diplomatic activity by the UN, our UN envoys, and with the help of members of the task force with the government of Syria that say that a new and better system will now come whereby we're extracted from the administrative quagmire where we have to have green lights from so many instances that in the end, no convoy moves to any besieged area.
Nowhere is aid needed more than in the so-called four towns of Foa, Kafraya, Madaya and Zabadani. They're under government or opposition control and people on both sides have died there in recent days. Another 80 individuals need to be urgently evacuated if their lives are to be saved, Jan Egeland said.
We hope and believe that it will change now. It must change now. Because if we're not reaching the four towns, Foa, Kafraya, Madaya and Zabadani, very soon we will see again the scenes that we saw when the whole thing started a year ago. People starving.
Ahead of UN-backed inter-Syrian talks in Geneva due to begin in the next week, Jan Egeland said it would send a very important signal if aid convoys that were standing by were allowed through to another besieged location, Al Weir in Homs Governorate. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.